We are at the Mons Memorial Museum.
I'm Mikhail Zlatkovsky. I am from Russian Federation. I am political cartoonist and freelance artist. It's political cartoonist against all stuff which happened in my society and abroad. Я занимаюсь карикатурой 50 лет уже, но политической карикатурой стало... Да, I started as a political cartoonist maybe only... from the beginning of Perestroika.
I'm Nicholas Vado. I am British, French, and Australian, and I live and work in Belgium, and I'm a political cartoonist for Le Vif L'Express and L'Echo, and I'm the vice president of Cartooning for Peace. The main point of this exhibition is to show, especially young people, that Europe is a wonderful utopia. It's a wonderful thing that was put together without fighting, and it's about peace. And that's the most important thing. Young people, they take it for granted. Well, peace could disappear one day. It's very important to realize that political cartoons are the history of today. We don't know what we're going to do next week or even tomorrow, and that's so cool and so fun about it. I usually say it's like fish. It's fresh fish. You know that the cartoon you see was fished yesterday, served today, and it's still fresh. Tomorrow it might not be fresh anymore, but that's what cartooning is about. I want people to actually have fun going to this exhibition. I don't want them to see it as a boring thing. Usually Europe is seen as boring stuff. They might agree or disagree, I don't care, but I want them to be challenged with the cartoons.
My name is Plantu. I am cartoonist in Paris, in France, in the newspaper Le Monde, and I work for Le Monde since 43 years.
What is Cartooning for Peace?
It is an association we built 10 years ago with Kofi Annan when he was General Secretary of United Nations. And after the fatwa against the Danish cartoonist about Mohammed, we thought with Kofi Annan we have to mix all the cartoonists from all the world, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, agnostic. And what is the responsibility of cartooning if you have no internet 10 years ago, there is no problem, no manipulation. With internet, at the end, it is a big manipulation, and you have to think, yes, internet, but internet, please, you are only a tool.